This is What's Shaking with Lakin. Come on in, get settled, and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. If you're listening to my voice, that means you really like listening to the show. And I'm so glad that you have come here to join me and listen to what we have to say. This was not intentional this week to be dropping a bonus episode, but I am glad that it is here. And I'm so excited to share it with you. This week, I sat down with the amazing gal pal of mine, Rashida Edwards, as she talks about her new event space called Vintage Special Event Center out on the west side of Savannah, and her event that she's hosting this weekend. It's a festival called Vendors and Vibes, where there will be various forms of live music, live entertainment of sorts, dancing, and various vendors for items you did not know that you needed in your life. And that is this Sunday at Vintage from noon to 6:30 p.m. So make sure you drop by. It's free and open to the public. Bring your lawn chairs, bring your umbrellas. Make sure you put on your sunblock and enjoy all of the great things. Unfortunately, I won't be there this weekend. I will be performing on Sunday, but I will definitely be there in spirit. And I know that one of you, or five, or 10, or 20 of you will definitely make it there in my absence. So now I present to you Miss Rashida Edwards. So we have a special guest today. We have Ms. Rashida Edwards, entrepreneur of many multiple streams of income. How you doing today, Rashida?
I'm good, Lakin. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to have you on here because you are a new owner of a new venue here in town that is available for rentals called Vintage. So tell us about Vintage.
Vintage is my baby. Our grand opening was June 4th. We're located at 980 Industry Drive in Savannah, about 2.5 minutes from downtown Savannah. We have 5,200 square feet of rental space.
Nice.
The main space is about 3,000 square feet, and then we have some side rooms that are available for food setup and a lobby area. And we also have a pretty cool dock area that everybody seems to love. Because the dock door can come up, and it makes it so much easier for the decorators to kind of get in and set up their equipment and stuff. So.
Oh, yes. I know the logistical nightmares of loading into venues. You're like, I got to park here and load
drag
myself.
It here, right.
Drag it here. Yes. And this particular space, if you are familiar with Savannah, is the old Dollhouse Studios and Savannah Repertory Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool space. I've worked in there before, but we're going to get some video soon of Vintage, and I'm going to put up on my TikTok. But you have a special, well, before we get into your festival this weekend, tell us how Wild Cherry Entertainment started, for those who are not familiar with Wild Cherry.
So Wild Cherry has been around for 9.5 years, and how it started is a weird and funny story. A friend of mine and I were planning a surprise birthday party for a mutual friend who had never had a birthday party. And although we loved her a lot, we didn't like her for as much money as we were spending for the birthday party.
No, that is.
So I had the brilliant idea of selling tickets to the party, because it was a two-part party. It was a dinner for her family, and then there was an after party where we had some male entertainment, and it was just going to be a cool party. So we decided to sell tickets to the second part of the party. Ended up selling about 250 tickets, and at the end of the night, everybody saying, when is the next party?
Right.
We actually made a nice profit.
Yeah.
So it got me,
for a living.
Right. It got me thinking, like, okay, this could be a pretty cool side deal type deal. And moving forward 9 years, I advanced from the ladies' night parties to assisting with concerts or being a partner with certain concerts that have come to the Civic Center, lip sync battles, grown and sexy parties, birthday parties, weddings, at this point, you name it, I've done it.
Yeah, and you definitely make a lot of noise with your adult entertainment parties, which I said, Rashida, I need to come, but I don't want to be involved.
So, I got a safe section.
Yes, that's where I need to be.
Yeah, normally it's where I put, like, the pregnant women.
Yeah.
They're off limits. And right. We don't want to flip the baby around too much. But I will say, as far as the entertainers are concerned, they are extremely respectful. So although they do look for volunteers for certain parts of their set, if you kind of put your hands up like, no, I'm good, they respectfully will leave you alone. So
Yeah, I saw the Chippendales once. My coworkers dragged me out to like Rachel's, and this little kid was like, do you want to dance? I was like, how old are you? He's like, oh, I just turned 19. I said, oh, no.
No, sir.
I'm just going to hand you this money. Just right. Walk away. Right. Yeah. But you've done that in several outside of Savannah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Hinesville.
So we do... It stands way further than that. So recently we started doing Hinesville just to kind of accommodate some of the faithful wheelchair supporters that travel back and forth, because it could be complicated and, you know, partying all night and then trying to drive back home. So we just started doing Hinesville, but we do Macon, Atlanta, Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Orlando, Tampa.
Wow.
And we're working on kind of spreading north a lot. So
nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. I believe my sister lives in Homerville, and I've seen her. I think we've
definitely.
Or Valdosta, maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah. So I was like, oh, how should you know about this?
Wild Cherry also expands into Wild Styles. So there's Wild Cherry, and then there's Wild Styles. Wild Styles is a collaboration of myself and my cousin Sydney, who is the head show thrower in Jacksonville.
Okay.
And then our other partner, Justin Roberts. But we all work together when it comes to the out-of-town events, and that's more so Wild Style Productions as opposed to Wild Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, and she's a part of the grounding foundation of Wild Cherry as well. She's been in the game for about 13 years.
Okay.
And before the birthday party for the friend, I was going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And I went down to Jacksonville just to kind of assist her with the show. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And that's what gave me the idea of having the entertainers for the second part of my friend's show. And then from there, it just kind of sparked off.
And so from there, you've done the, the paint parties.
So we do regular sipping paints, and then we also do streak and stroke parties, which involve male entertainers posing, or nude models, rather, posing.
I know, that's a lot of fun.
For me, it's just like whatever.
Another day of the job.
Yeah. Me and the majority of the entertainers are like family.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like... put some pants on, please.
Right.
There's a couple that, you know, from out of town in New York and stuff that I, you know, we're not close with. It's just, and it's like, those nights are fun.
Yeah. The
I get to be a regular person to just kind of look, but yeah, the rest of them is like, man, come on, put your shirt on, put your pants on.
Right.
This is weird.
Right.
But,
any other events that you've done that led up to vintage, or what made you decide to say, hey, I want a venue and I want to be able to have everything in house? Because I know you're doing a lot of things at the Progressive for the longest.
Progressive, Ailey Temple,
yeah,
different clubs. The honest answer to that, I got tired of giving everybody my money.
Makes sense.
I do so many different events. It just became it made more sense.
Right.
And I've wanted my own building for the past like 6 or 7 years. It just seemed like every time I would venture out into that, something kind of stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
This time I'm a firm believer that God had his hand on it, because everything has happened so smoothly.
Yeah.
And some things just kind of weirdly popped into place like at the right time.
Yeah.
So, I just felt that because I do so much, having my own space would be the smarter move. And even now that I have my own space, there's some events that are too big for my space.
Right.
Like the upcoming show at the end of the month, Justin's birthday party, it's just too big.
Right.
Like we're expecting almost 500 people.
Wow.
Right. So I had to get another venue to accommodate that. But for the most part, I mean, we could accommodate up to like 200 people in vintage. So.
Right. And so this weekend you have the Vendors and Vibes Lawn Party, which is this Sunday, August 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be from noon to 6 p.m.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about how you came to create this lawn party.
So over the course of the 9 years of being in business, I have met some amazing business owners, you being one of them. And I wanted to do something that would help not only the people that I've met, but other business owners get out there. Sometimes we kind of all get stuck in social media, with trying to promote our businesses, where there's people out there that just don't use social media. Right. But, you know, so I wanted the festival to be something that is family friendly. Vintage is literally across the street from a large neighborhood. So those people, most of them have been in that neighborhood their entire lives, and some of them are older, but they're looking for singers. They're looking for piano players. They're looking for somebody that sells hair. They're looking, you know, or even just sells food or different vendors like that. So I wanted the event to be something where the community can get involved, come out, have a good time, and get exposed to all of these great people that do all this great stuff.
Right. Good. I love it. I love it. And I see you're going to have a variety of special performances. Yes. And who are some of your vendors that are going to be there?
Oh, gosh. Now, see, you're making me laugh.
No. I have it pulled up. So that's why I'm right ahead. So we have. I see that Sheena's going to be there. So I take it she's going to do some Zumba, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and
the performance, you mean the, okay. Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about the vendors. I'm like, God, yes. I don't know that list.
I'm pretty sure it's a big list.
The vendor spots, yeah, because I really can't even remember half of the business names. I know 36 Wings is going to be there.
Okay.
They actually rented the building a couple of weeks ago to do, like, their own pop-up shop.
Oh, nice.
And he stunned himself. Like, really? They sold out of everything.
Good.
Like, rather quick. I was actually kind of mad. So I'm on my way back in from out of town, and I was going by to support them and get some food, and I walked in, and he was like, yeah, we're sold out. I was like, great.
So I didn't get a chance. That's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have. But some of the performers, yeah, we've got Sheena going to be there. She's going to do some fitness stuff and expose. She's a prime example of what I mean by exposure to the community. Like, right. How many people that live right there in that adjacent neighborhood need to get in shape. You got elderly people.
Right.
I'm actually going to contact her and kind of get with her about probably doing, like, some type of fitness class for the elderly. Okay. That are right there. Because there is, in that neighborhood, there is a senior building.
Yeah.
So trying to get them out and get them involved in moving around. But we've got Greg G, who I did not know just came out. He has his own song that's kind of it's a line dance, okay. Which is pretty cool. I just posted it on my page. We've got Juwan Mathis. We've got Rufus, who's going to be performing. And
hi. Yeah, and just have her text me. Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I forgot.
Listen, you record. You was like, "What the hell?" I was like. I don't know whether to say something or not, but then I'm going to assume she can go back and cut that part.
Yeah, I can just add flag and,
Bro, I don't know how none of this worked. I was just like, I think she forgot she's recording.
It's okay. I'll put a flag in there. I can go back and edit it. Where were we? We were talking about the, elderly.
Elderly, yeah.
Okay.
That was so funny. Like, you were at the door. I wish you could have turned around and saw my face. I was like, like, when you got it, you was like, who the hell is this? I was like,
Making the speakers on. You want me to cover the mic? Just mute it. Oh, yeah, I could have muted that. I totally forgot.
My heart was frozen. I just didn't know what to do.
Because I saw somebody that didn't look familiar. And then I saw... two of the girls, I was like, oh, okay.
That's cool. So they come and clean every week?
Mm-hmm. Every 2 weeks.
That's nice.
Yeah. And they come as a force.
Right.
That's why I was like.
A business card?
Yeah, I'll send you that information. That's why I looked and I was like, what the hell outside?
Listen.
Yeah, they come in, they like take my bedding off, and I always make sure I have my other bedding clean. They'll strange sheets out. and then they'll just come and clean, they'll straighten up, and, you know, to their best ability. This corner I have got to have a come to Jesus.
Listen,
with.
I've been walking in my door for the past couple of days, and I'm like, I need to do this. And then I just make a left and go in my room.
Exactly.
And I'm like, fuck it, I ain't doing none of that shit.
Alright, sorry guys. In the bit of procrastinating, I swapped around my cleaning time. And they showed up and I was like, hey, what are y'all doing here? But we got it out the way. Alright, so you said that you wanted to do something more for the elderly in the community.
Yep.
Health-wise or just...
Well, actually, altogether. I've been working with the neighborhood association leader. And I'm working on starting a system of taking the... They also have a bus at Vintage. Yeah. But taking the elderly to the grocery store nice. Once a week. And then, like I said, I definitely want to get with Sheena to see if we can work out some type of fitness class maybe once a month mm-hmm. to get them up, moving around,
yeah.
And active.
Give them a few little pointers to do at home.
Right.
Okay. Nice. I like it. So, and then I see Saeed's performing. Rufus is playing. Juwan's mm-hmm. playing, Yikes, and Vintage Soul Band, Sean Brown Class Clown.
We're doing some comedy.
Daryl Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do?
Saxophone.
Saxophone. Oh, okay, I got you.
And Ayana, I think I'm saying it right.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
She's performing as well. It's all kind of things.
Yeah.
Awesome. I like it. Now, is this going to be a monthly event? Or?
Yes. The goal is to have Vintage and Vibes every first Sunday.
Oh, nice.
And the latter part of the year, working on having some celebrities stop through to perform, whether it be comedy or, you know, performers, singers, whatever, in order to help generate more for the community, more people coming out, which, of course, benefits everybody.
Yeah. So. Cool. Great. So, with you being a, well, I can't say new business owner, but having a building and coming into Vintage coming together, what pointers do you have for someone who may want to go into this style business?
Yeah.
What are the ebbs and flows, the pros and cons?
My suggestion would be start working on your business credit beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get into it and then kind of work on your business credit
because right.
that would definitely be a plus. I did it backwards.
It's okay.
I did it backwards.
Yeah.
But
also learn from somebody who's done it. So
listen, educate yourself. Like yeah. there's so much information out there. YouTube is godsend.
Oh yes, like YouTube University.
Seriously, you can learn so much just start following different people and listening. And eventually you kind of realize who's full of crap and who's not and what makes sense and what doesn't, what work and what doesn't. But I would definitely suggest starting there first and doing your research on what it is you're doing. Find mm-hmm. out all the ins and outs. If you're looking to get a venue, check city records, check the property out, check the area out. Don't just say, oh, I want to get a building. Ooh, that's a nice building. Get it. And then you don't know anything about check to find out what Georgia Power has been charging for that area or what that, you know, what the lights normally run for that. I got my first ugly light bill like 2 days ago. Like so far it was, I was like, okay, this is cool. And then it hit me 2 days ago. I was like, oh my God.
Well, you know, they've had a surge. So I know the people at La Scala and they were just talking about how much the surge has been per, I guess, wattage or unit that, and it's gone up tremendously. So listen, it's across the board.
I cried 2 days ago. Ooh. I was like, what is this? Why are you doing this to me?
Well, what's the difference in how much it
jumped? It was a couple of $100. It wasn't. Like, if it was, like, $50 or something, I'd have been like, maybe I left the light on too long or something.
Yeah.
Yo, I almost doubled.
It makes sense of why they say, when you leave the room, cut the light off.
Let me tell you something. So, funny, right? So, again, I've been doing events for 10 years, and I've been in some of every place.
Yeah.
And everybody has their rules about, you know, please don't do this, please don't do that. And I won't call the venue name or the owner, but one venue owner that I use quite frequently, I used to fuss all the time. Don't drag chairs across my floor. Don't drag the chairs.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh my God, they're just fussing just to be fussing. No, I understand.
You understand?
I so understand. Like, I was in the building one day and somebody was there and they dragged the chair and I went to cringe it. I was like, you're going to mess up my floor.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, a part of my work today or this week is I got signs to put up, man, that say don't drag tables and chairs across my floor. And, I mean, my floors are a little different. The design in them really did take a lot of time. And
yeah.
A lot of money, too.
Yes.
And so I would like to preserve the look of floor for as long as possible. So, but, yeah, it was funny. Just thinking before... Because you don't really understand what all goes into something until you're in the midst of that fire.
Exactly.
You know, from the event planning side and just doing events, it's like boom, boom, boom. But from the venue owner side, it's like all of the stuff behind the scenes that I never honestly even considered was a possibility. And it's just like owning a home. You know, when you're renting, it's cool because you can call somebody and say, hey, come fix this. Yeah, it ain't that way.
No, you like, oh, this on me?
Right. So what's wrong with the air conditioner? Like, that I got to fix that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're in a time where everybody's buying, everybody's getting everything remodeled, so it is a contractor's market. They can charge their price.
Yeah.
And it stands, unless you gonna get Scooby down the street.
Uncle Joe gonna come in and tie some duct tape around stuff. It's gonna work for like 3 days, and Uncle Joe gonna be back. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So you really have to take that in consideration. And I just wish people took better care of things. Treat it like you in your mama's house. You know, I know y'all hear the feeds of my neighbor upstairs. If my mom heard a foot pound on the floor, quit walking so hard. You know? Close my door. You letting out this air. Don't touch these walls. Oh, I don't understand kids who draw on walls.
Listen. Oh my God. It's so funny. So we have the dock door, right?
Yeah.
And I try my best. I always consider myself to be a fair person. And I don't have it in me to take advantage of people.
Yeah.
So, and I try to do things a lot of times where I'm probably overextending myself, but just trying to help. Right. So I'll tell people, oh, you know, you can come in extra early that way. Once I cut the air on, everything's kind of... I came, popped up one day, and they had the dock door just
wide open. Air conditioned the whole community.
I mean, my dock door is pretty big. I could park a bus in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like... Why? And I had to catch myself. I was like, they paid for the day, Rashida, but that don't mean waste my air.
Right.
And then I had to remind them, I said, you know, at the end of the day, this building has been remodeled. However, we have to remember it's still a warehouse.
Yes.
And you're letting out all the cool air.
Yes.
In the middle of the summer.
And you're going to make the unit work twice as hard. You're going to make my unit work
twice as hard to cool back down. And then you're going to be upset because you're going to be warm.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, we didn't even think of that. Just remember when you're warm.
Yeah. Now, is your box locked that they can't touch it?
Oh, that thing is operated from my phone. They can touch it all they want to. Ain't nothing.
Quality control. Oh, yeah.
That was the one investment that I went on and said I was going to go ahead and bite the bullet and pay for. That and the doors.
Yes.
So, one thing I've run into with doing events for almost 10 years, is once you rent it, you got to call the person to come let you in. And if you need to leave, then it's just a hassle. So I went on and bought the building. I have a keyless entry system. And when you rent the building for the day, your time starts at, for if you get it for the day, it starts from 8 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. So at 7:30, you'll get sent a door code.
Yeah.
And instructions on how to work it, how to lock it, so that you can access the building all day. Because I understand people need to get in, decorate, they need to leave, run to the store, come back, whatever.
Right.
And Rashida's not going to be the person running back and forth.
Oh, no, not. So, gas is too high.
Gas is too high. And, you know, I don't want the building left unsecured. So I went on and, you know, took care of that. And then we have a camera system as well. So just as soon as somebody, I can see it. So,
yeah.
Everything's pretty, pretty cool. And then also we have security. Excuse me, with every rental,
Yeah.
Security is required. It's not even an option. They're required for Good. Their safety and, you know, the safety of the building.
And your liability insurance.
Come on now. And they are, you know, they're bonded, they're armed.
Yes.
So it just makes for a better situation.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that they're safe and they can enjoy their event knowing that there's somebody there in the weird event that something happens.
Right. Yeah, that's one thing about playing at Ships of the Sea. I always wondered, when I first started playing there, they used to not have security in the back. You know, that get flushes against y'all. Right. And I know some musicians who have played there, and they've broken into the car, stolen the laptop, and say, "Hey, I got your laptop. How much you want for it back?"
Right.
You know? But now they have cops who sit back there, which is much safe. It's great knowing that they're there.
Right.
But you gotta have security, and it eases the owner's time away for the building. Oh, yeah. So they don't have to pop in all the time.
When somebody's having an event, like I said, it's a camera system, and I can kind of do. But knowing that there's somebody there, and for the most part, if any minor thing happens, they can deal with that, and I can not be tied to that. Even though I'm not there, I can kind of go off, live life, or do other stuff.
Right.
And know that everything is still taken care of over there. So it's definitely a nice
good addition. Good. Yeah, we're going to get some video of it. I'm excited about it. Oh, and tell them about the shuttle. You have a shuttle now?
Yes. So we do have a shuttle for the venue. So if you are getting married and you are having a reception at the venue, you can also get the shuttle to transport instead of, you know, additional limousine services. And also you can rent the shuttle for things outside of Vintage. If you have a girl, it's not set up like a party bus. Everybody mm-hmm. always asks me, is it a party bus? It's not. It's set up just like a shuttle.
Yeah.
But if you are trying to transport a group of people from one point to another, it is available for rentals for that. Like I said, we're going to be using it to assist the elderly in the neighboring community.
Okay.
And,
how many does it hold up to?
24.
24. Okay. Yeah.
We're also going to be doing some out-of-town trips, too. I'm working on some shuttles to some of the games and the football games in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And what is your website for Vintage?
VintageSpecialEventCenter.com.
Great. Vintage yep. Special Event Center. All right. And today we talked about a lot of things, but I talked about today is procrastination. How do you deal with that? Do you deal with it? Do you deal with it as much as I do?
So, I'm a 50-50 split, right?
Yeah.
I do have my moments where it's just like, I got time.
Yeah.
One thing about being an event planner, I try to always be early for everything because mm-hmm. I think there's nothing more tacky than setting up when people are coming. I yes. like for things to be ready to go an hour before the event time starts. Right. But I'm pretty good with, I suck before the event, like days before.
Yeah.
But up to like a day or two, literally before the event, I kind of kick into overdrive mode. Yeah. And especially for something that I'm decorating as well, like you should see my house the day before. It's just like, boxes. I'm such of a weirdo to the point where if I have to set up 20 tables, there's 20 folding boxes in my living room, and yes. each box has exactly what goes on the table: the centerpiece, the tablecloth, the napkins, chair covers, everything for that particular table. So when I move it, if I have help, everybody knows, grab a box, take a table,
right.
everything you need is in there.
Good.
And it just makes life so much.
Oh yeah, for sure. I like those systems. When as a performer, you know, we have. They give us a certain time to be into the venue space, but I try to get there either right on time that we can enter or maybe an hour or 30 minutes before right. just so I can see the layout of the land, know what we're getting into, knowing what, if I have to pull up and I can pull directly up and load in, or do I need to pull up to a corner,
right.
load it out, roll it in. So I don't play when it comes to those things. Now, when it comes to planning stuff and I have space and time, yeah, that's where I'm like, oh, I'll get to it.
Right. And, you know, and that I can respect and I can deal with, because when it's kick in time, kick up, turn up time.
Yeah.
You kick into this whole different person
right.
and you get things done.
Right.
So with that, I feel like when you operate like that, man, you deserve that time to just be like, all right, I'll get to it.
Yeah.
Because you're good for always. Now, if you're the person that's always late.
Yes.
then you don't never need to have that mentality.
No, you never need to have it. Because it's two different mindsets. When it's pre-planning, you're like, okay, well, I have this window. Right. And I give myself an extra window because I know I'm going to be like, nah. Oh, it's time. Okay, now we have it. But when it comes to the day of or the day of rendering services, I'm Johnny on the spot.
I'm talking about, it's so funny with my lady night events. Doors don't open till 5:30.
Yeah.
I'm normally up at 6.
Yeah.
My build is normally decorated by 11, 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to be home by no later than 1 o'clock so that I can rest, rejuvenate, and get ready for the rest of the evening. So.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than having an event and then you're rushing to get there because you're running behind. Then you're sweaty and then you have to change and then your mind still hasn't stopped cycling.
Exactly. Yep.
And then the event has started and you're like, what do you need?
Right.
No, I don't like that feeling. I do it early enough in the day that I can be like, all right, maybe I can squeeze a nap in. If not, I could just have some
downtime.
Yep.
Yep. It is a requirement for me to because, okay, so truth moment, I am so snappy.
Yeah.
When I don't.
Right.
And not clearly not to guests, but to my staff, child.
Yeah.
They be like, yeah, she ain't getting no nap today.
Yeah, that's how the band feels about me. That's when they be like, oh, Shuggie's here.
Oh, she has a name.
Shuggie Smalls, yeah. Does yours have a name?
I was going to try to hope you skipped over.
You can tell us in a safe space.
Tatrika does show up.
Who?
Tatrika.
Tatrika. Tatrika sounds
and
dangerous.
And she is just as ratchet as she sounds. She is everything of what her name is.
But she gets the job done, right?
She gets the job done.
Yes.
She's just a no excuses kind of person. Like,
right.
If Tatrika could stay away, everybody's happy.
Right.
But
right.
When she shows up, it's like,
Right. Yeah. That's how it
all the time. I have people say, oh my God, you know, what you do is so amazing. I just want to be a part. I'm like,
you don't want to smoke.
Because the Rashida you get is not the Rashida they get.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. Like, I've actually called staff members over. I'm like, come here. She wants to join the team. They're like, no, you don't. You're like, we don't even know why we're still here.
Right. We really love her.
I say that all the time. It takes a special kind of love to work, to deal with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially like work for me. Yeah. It takes a special kind of love.
Yeah.
Like my cousin is my IT guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to curse me so much. Like I called him the other day. There's an issue going on with the door. And I needed him to get to it that day. And he didn't. So my next message was, dude, that's it.
Right.
He knew exactly what that meant. He sent me back. He's like, listen, I had to take my son to the emergency room. This is, I was like, okay.
Okay. Okay.
The kid comes first. I get it.
Yeah.
But I need you to get to it today.
I need you to get to it. I need you to get to it. That's when I get to shoot out my, you know, if I told the band to be here at this time and I'm there
and you're not there
I'm like so what's the ETA? I got 30 minutes. Did I not tell you what time to be here? You knew this was a difficult load in. Why do you love to come in at the ninth hour?
So, and you know, the part that I've had to explain to people in those situations, what happens is, it's not, the drummer was late.
Yeah.
It was Lakin.
Was late.
Was late.
Yes.
And when something goes wrong, it's not, well, such and such happened. It's, well, at Rashida's event.
Right.
This happened.
Yeah.
It's Rashida. Exactly. It doesn't even matter if I had nothing to do with it.
Right.
It's still on me.
Yeah.
So when I'm being like that, it's not because I'm just being a butthole, but understand that your actions are a reflection of me.
Yeah.
And I have a problem when I ain't do nothing.
Exactly.
But I'm being the blame of.
Yes.
So yes, I'm going to be on your butt because if you do something wrong, it makes me look bad.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah, some people don't understand.
Yeah, they don't understand. And it's like, you know, I put my neck out on the line all the time. So I'm already a bottle of nerves getting up to this event. Like, everything's circulating. Like, did I do this right? Do I have this in the car? Especially if we're 2-3 hours away.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I have everything. Do my counting system. Okay, I have this, I have that. All right. Oh, I got stuck in traffic. This is why I gave this call time to be here.
Right. Because we prepared for extra traffic.
You just think I'll be calling... calling bullshit times because I can't. No. Everybody yep. knows Jacksonville is a funnel to get caught in
yep.
on 95. You don't know where you may end up. You don't know what construction for the past 50 years you're going to run into. So
they've been doing that construction for a very long time.
So, yeah, those are the trials, the tests and trials of being a business owner and having to be the lady in charge and still be the lady. Still be graceful. Consider people's feelings. But sometimes I don't consider your feelings.
At all.
If you don't respect my feelings, why should I respect yours?
Absolutely. I love how you think. Right. I can be yours. I can be the best ally or like
yeah. worst. Yeah.
And the crazy part is oftentimes you get taken advantage of. Like yes. that. People will just like, oh, you know, she'll be okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, not like at some point you have to draw the line in the sand and be like, that Lakin is yeah. taking a nap right now. Yeah. The other one is here.
The other one's
get
here.
Your butt here.
Yeah. Now.
Now. Or I'm going to do like Ike Turner. $5 out of $5.
Yeah.
$5 out of $5.
And you'd be like, okay. Then you'd be like, okay, well, you know, that I'm just going to have to remove you from a few shows. Like,
yeah.
Which I know with Ben, we're going to do a episode where we all talk about this stuff. But I love to pick on Rufus because Rufus is my, I call him my, what do we say? He's from my Out of the Hood program.
Rufus has like the best style.
He does.
That I've seen ever. Like yeah. I get a kick out of watching like what he needs a show called What Is Rufus Gonna
yes,
Wear?
Yes, he needs a TikTok, not me. He needs me to do a TikTok.
He really does. He really does. Like he definitely marches to the beat of his own drum.
Oh, yes.
And he does it well.
Yes, yes, he really does. And he's hella talented. I was like, don't let Savannah be your ceiling. Like you're so talented. Yeah. You're beyond this, you know. And I always tell him that because I was like, you know, we could work so much better if you get your shit together, you know. I love it. He's gonna have his attitude about me and we're gonna be at odds. But by the end of the day, we're cool.
Right.
Like, you wanna go get a drink? He's like, right. I love you, sis. I'm like, I love you too.
Bruce is a good dude.
Just don't work my nerves up because you know stressing I'm gonna explode. Out. And when that person, when Shuggy pops up, she just pops up. Like, I can't control it. When she's activated,
it's a defense mechanism. So Jacob pops in and she's like, all right, Rashida, move to the side. Let me talk to you for a minute. I just be on the inside like, no, Tatrika, don't do it.
Feel
like,
you're in a sunken place.
Yeah. In a sunken place. Like, you can see everything, and it's like, but I can't stop her. She's doing her own thing.
And that's how I feel about when it comes to places that want us, and they're like, oh, well, I don't have your money yet. What are you with?
You ain't got no musicians, then.
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
You don't have my money yet? Like, I don't understand. You know, we talked about this months ago. Like, so, you should, you know, I didn't look at your invoice, and I'm sorry. But it's going to be another 2 weeks before we can get it to you.
Yeah,
no. You wanted your music on time? I want my money on time. And then Shiki pops up again, and you gotta be nice and sweet. And, you know, about the third time, you're like, oh.
So, tell you what I did, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, like, they should so implement this in their contract. So yeah, my thing is, with the balances, they're due 15 days prior to your event.
Yeah.
Now your option, if you are having struggles 15 days prior, you can get an extension.
Right. At a cost. At a cost. Well, yes.
Hello. So you overlook my invoice. That's fine.
Yes.
Gonna cost you.
Yeah. There's gonna be an invoice behind that invoice. So you just know ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta start tightening up on those because some people be like, "Oh, well, you know, it's corporate," and the band's like, "I don't know what corporate means, but we ain't got paid."
And I mean, and guess what? And I think that's a great idea to implement to the contract, and then that way, because now you've inconvenienced 3, 4, 5 people in their lives,
mm-hmm. yeah,
with no consideration to what they have going on. True. So yeah, so now it's gonna cost you probably an extra $100 a man.
Yeah, and I'm like I am the mama. Like, I'm the band mom. I fight for my guys. I make sure they're paid fairly. And I was like, and also when the person who hired you doesn't pay, it's a reflection of me now.
Yep.
It's like, oh, well, she just taking our money. No.
I didn't get it. Right. Yeah. And then you know what? And a clause like that makes them tighten up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wait a minute. So if we don't have it on time, we're going to have to pay an extra $100 per person. Get that check for them, please.
Right. Yeah.
It'll make
them
tighten up.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can totally avoid this. Just make sure you have our money.
Yeah.
But if you don't,
and that's another reason I have an agent that we have that represents us, because people will be like, oh, I need you for this, I need you for that. And I'm like, and they're like, well, how much are you? I was like, well, send me an email, let me know what you're looking for. No, you can tell me now. I was like, I'm at a gig. I'm not in.
Right.
In that mode.
That, right. I mean, I rambled off some foolishness and be like, oh my God, what was I thinking?
Yeah, that's now I have like Ashley in place. I'm like, oh, this is the person you call. She'll give you a price. That's how I know if you're serious.
I had to. So for the most part, I'll deal with the bookings. Some.
Yeah.
But I had to implement a rule. If you are somebody I consider a close friend or family, especially family.
Uh-oh.
Natasha Sloan is her name.
Oh, we're going to call out?
Natasha Sloan. You need to go talk to her.
Yes.
Talk to HR. She will get you straight.
Oh, okay. I got it.
I'm not. I can't. Yes. I cannot. Listen, I got family members popped up. I ain't seen it for 20 years. Right. Ain't heard nothing from.
Yeah.
Ain't never been to an event, but now they having a birthday party.
Yeah.
And my number one rule, ask me what's your price, I will add an additional $500 to it.
Makes sense. I like that.
Because that is... People don't even understand that's insulting.
Right.
It really is. It's insulting to everything that I've done, mm-hmm. everything that I've spent to create what this is. And especially, like, in my situation, I haven't even been open 90 days yet.
Yeah.
What makes you think that I'm giving anybody a discount?
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's for exposure. Rashida, it's for exposure. Well, I mean, this will push you there.
Yeah, I'm with that. If I truly see that there's some benefit for me,
yes,
then yeah.
Yeah. Then
that's just like some meetings that I have at the building.
Right.
In the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gonna be running that air conditioner.
Oh yeah.
She does not see a penny. However, there is some light. There's the possibility for some benefit for myself and the venue.
Right.
So it's like, okay, I'll bite that bullet and do it. But yeah, Georgia Power don't care.
They don't. And they want their money at the exact time they tell you they want it. And virtually, they will cut yourself off.
With no warning.
No warning. Blue. Yes.
They done got good. They used to have to send the people out to cut it off. Now it's a click of a button.
Click of a button. Boop.
Oh, so you playing?
Okay. Right on off. Yeah, I mean, I've played many events where I'm just like, okay, yeah, I could do this because I know you, I'll do this for you. But I was like, oh, but I'm just coming by myself. Or, you know, I'll cut breaks here and there. Or if we know the band has a good, you know, rapport with you.
Right.
I was like, hey, guys, we're going to do this for this. But right. I'm going to make up on the back end and we're going to do something else. And I'll kick the money back that way. But I've just dealt with, I just remember starting out singing, and I think I mentioned this in a previous episode about, I sang at Social Club with Voodoo for like 3 or 4 years for free. I didn't even make a tip, you know?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I just did it because it was fun. You know, I had no idea. I was just new on the scene and just coming out, you know, sing with them. And you know, they're like my brothers or whatever. But then it kicked in. It's like, Lady, you can make your own band. You can do your own thing and grow from there. And then once I did, everything just fell into place. But I paid my dues.
Right. I always tell people, like, when I talk about you, I'm like, now Lakin's different. You're more the corporate. you ain't walking into just anywhere and catching Lakin. Like, and if you did, she's on off time and she decided, I'll take the mic for a hot second.
Right.
And then I'm going to give it back because I'm about to sit here and do the whole thing. But when I think of you, I definitely think of corporate events and just, and that's a great thing
because
that's the brand that you've put out there and you definitely sell that.
Yeah.
Like I've seen pictures and videos and I'm like, everything just looks like it should. So right. when you start talking about pay, it's like, no, dude, this is what you're getting.
Yes. Yeah.
And you bring that. So I understand Sugar yeah. Bell coming out.
Yes, Amen. Yes. She got to come out because my goal, and, you know, as you had your goals for, you wanted a venue for the longest and go into that, my goal was, I'm not going to slut myself out in these bars for $100 day after day after day.
You're devaluing yourself.
Yes. I said, I'm trying to access these pockets where they're like, oh, I have this event here. I have this event here. We have this food and wine festival. I said, that's where I want to be.
Yep.
Like, that's where we should be operating on a minimum.
Yep.
That's where I want to be. And I said
And I like how you said that. Yeah. Slutting yourself out for the light. Because that's... and it shouldn't be like that. Because at the end of the day, they're going to take as much advantage of that as you allow them
oh,
to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're going to. Because it saves them some money. And it's not even that some of them can't afford to pay you what you're worth.
Yeah.
It's just like, we know we can shoot this person this, and they'll be happy for that. So,
yeah.
We'll do that.
Yeah, just like another corporate place we used to play. They decided to, I fussed. I was like, listen, I see what your occupancy is. I see how much your minimum drink is, which is a beer that's $10. So $250 times 10. And ain't nobody just drinking beers.
Right.
For the 3.5 hours we're here. You'd be paying more than $400 total, you know. And I got to load myself with the elevator, bring all my gear in that's not $400 worth of gear. Right.
Thousands of dollars worth of gear.
Thousands of dollars. Then fight with the hotel, fight with security to get stuff in. Then y'all forget that there's a band tonight, and I gotta wait for your corner for where we're playing to clear out for us to get in here. And then you say, oh, well, you know, we need to take that price down to $300.
Oh, you crazy.
I said, oh, no, you cancel yeah. every event.
Y'all have a good day. Y'all have a good day.
So now someone's new management is in, and they're like, we really want to treat you well. We have a new turnover. Please come back. I said, we'll talk about it. The sting is still there that y'all disrespected me when I packed this place out, but now you kind of, you don't get that crowd anymore because everybody's moved off to other places, and we've gone somewhere that really respects us as the artist that we are and the crowd that we draw in. They reflect their payment with that. So yeah,
yeah, it's cold out there, man.
It is.
It's cold, and when you're a person that's real transparent and not trying to get over.
Yeah.
You can't, you really see like, dang, like, you know, I'm worth more than that. And you just are so comfortable being like, I'm gonna throw them this.
Yeah.
And kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, I was telling, the vendors, for Sunday, I sent them an email yesterday and just letting them know, you know, this is the first one. I'm thankful for them being a part and to show my appreciation for them being the first set of vendors for this event. Next month, your vendor space is half off. And then for the most part, most of them know the vendor spaces are that fee is actually going towards this children's program that I'm working on for the venue to start doing events over there for the kids, which stuff like that takes money. And my pockets.
But also it gives you a great working relationship with them. And they're like, oh, well, I could do this. Oh, half and, off. And not you even, go ahead and sign up again.
Exactly. And even with a lot of them, like, especially with a lot of the musicians and stuff that are playing, like, I have weddings that are coming, like, crazy. And the first thing I try to do, I know a band. Yes, I know a singer. Yes, I know, I know these people, and I can easily get them in here, blah, blah, blah. So definitely trying to make everything work for
everybody. Yes. Yes, that's why I love to be the test dummy. I was like, let me go in first and see how it is. Let me test the waters first before, because then you don't want to bring everybody
and
in.
And it's like,
I should have done that. My bad, y'all. Let me go in first. Right. Let me figure it out. And then from there, you know, we'll start funneling people in. But then you also have to know there's just people that you can't work with. There's just people that you that you can't stick your neck out for. You're like, I love you, but I can't do it.
Child.
And these things are real, and these are things people need to hear.
Child.
So when you get called,
I'm just thinking that. Because I'm pretty sure we think.
Oh, yes. And then they'd be like, oh, well, you're gatekeeping. I hate the word gatekeeper. It's like, no, we're not gatekeeping. We're protecting our brand.
I ain't going to put it out there. Yeah. And I got burned by that one too many times.
Yeah. So.
And again, it's just like what I said earlier. And at that moment, nobody looks at the individual. They're going to say, oh, well, Lakin set this up. And this is what happened, and this is what we got. And
exactly.
This is how that happened. Yep.
Yeah.
And then they walk off, they go about their lives like, yes. La-di-da. And I'm sitting here left with the baggage of looking bad.
Mm-hmm.
My name's jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. Now, you got to be careful. And that's why I'm so staunch. I guess that corporate thing you say. I'm very careful about who I send people to, who I know can produce a great product. Who can do this efficiently? And I'm like, these are the people you need to, you know, or people call me for references for all out of the blue. You
And I say, if it's not somebody that I'm so honest, man.
Oh yeah, you got
I'd
to be
like, listen, if it were, hey, I know a bunch of people.
Right.
I'm gonna let you be the deciding factor. I know a bunch.
Yes.
If this were me doing it, I would use this person, and this person.
Right.
This is what they offer. I know that they provide this kind of service. Excuse me. There's a young lady, Newman's Catering. People ask me about caterers all the time. Her name, her business is the first that comes to mind. It's the first that comes out of my mouth. I know a bunch of caterers.
Yeah.
Got a couple of them that's family members.
Yeah.
I also know their flaws.
Right.
As it pertains to business.
Right.
Alicia, Newman's Catering, timely.
Okay.
Timely, professional, they look good, the food is good, and she can work with any budget.
Okay.
She's the person that I can hand over the food to, and that is now off of my checklist.
Oh.
See, I have to work with people like that. I can't, okay. I don't need to be your babysitter.
Yeah, micromanaging is.
It ain't me.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing an event and there's a caterer involved, okay, this is what we're doing. This is what I need. This is what time doors open.
Okay.
And she's like, I got it.
Cool.
And I'm done.
Good.
I ain't got to check back in with her.
Right.
None of that.
Right. Right.
I have to work with people like that.
Yeah.
My DJ, same way.
Yeah.
This is what we got. This day, such and such, such. This is the vibe. He has lighting, smoke machines, sparklers, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Once I kind of give him the rundown or whatever, he got everything situated. I have to, because baby, when Tatrika come out. Yeah, I want to talk about this so bad, but it'd be all right. So I had an event. I won't call it a name. I had an event, and one of the vendors, you know, I send out days in advance. This is what time you can set up.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. So this particular vendor, I knew, they're known for being late. Right, so that day I took it upon myself to call them and say, hey, don't forget, you know, this is the window to set up, doors open at this time, whatever. I think the doors opened at like 5:30.
Oh, no.
By 6 o'clock I had the event didn't start till like 7. About 6:15, 6:30 we had a pack house. You got there almost at 7 o'clock and was like, well, I was going to put the table over here. Can I take the table? I said, if you think you're dragging a table through my event, you have lost all of your mind.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're not. Now, if you
can sit up outside.
If you. That's exactly what I said.
Oh, you did.
Now, if you want to take that table and walk it around the outside of the building, that's particularly on you, baby. But you will not drag a table through the middle of my event.
No, because it looks tacky. Do you not hear yourself? Do you not hear? Are you not processing? Like, this place is packed to the brim. The event's about to start. And then you're rushing the setup.
With food and stuff coming through the door.
Oh, yeah. No. Mm-mm.
Now, you walk the table around the backside, and you actually ended up selling out, and I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, good.
And as good as your food is, I would love to be able to be in a position to push more business your way, but I can't.
Right.
I can't operate like that.
No. No.
I cannot operate like
and
that.
And if you continue to allow, if people continue to allow you to do that, it will just go downhill from there. No matter how good you are, you kind of like damper your reputation. And your name is everything. Your name is everything. And I can't stress that enough. Your name is everything. That's why I'm so hard about the systems we have in place with the band. And I have to be hard on myself too, because I'm like, Lincoln, you could be operating at a higher level, but let's clean this up first. Mm-hmm. Let's clean it up. I see the flaws in myself. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I run a smooth enough presence that people may think, oh, she makes it look so easy. I'm like, you have no idea.
Right. Thanks, but you know. I saw a video one time, somebody was talking about their price. And it's like, well, you charge, you know, X amount of dollars for 10 minutes of work. And it's like, no, you're not paying for that. You're paying for the time it took me to be able to do this in 10 minutes.
Oh, yes,
that's what you're paying for.
Yes, yes. I always have a saying that they're like, well, that costs a lot for us, for our band, or for you to show up. I'm like, well, I don't appear. I don't show up and just sing to a room with no amplification, no band. I had to get dressed. I had to do my makeup. I had to drive here.
I have to make sure that my voice is
warm up. You know, I have a vocal coach that I work with weekly. Like, there's a lot. Like, I've been doing this.
Like I said, you don't consider what happens behind the scenes.
Yes, yes, yes. Just like I remember the first time I met you, and it was at Odyssey, and you were lip syncing.
Listen, girl, tell me about it, because my mind is trash.
I don't remember what, you were just there, and you were just lip syncing, and people were giving you money, because they used to have the lip sync after the bands played, so you come, and everybody be giving you money, and it was, I was like, she is a joy.
Man, I've been doing lip sync for, gosh, probably like almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I actually met my ex-husband lip syncing.
Really?
And we were like Savannah's lip sync couple.
Oh, that's so cute, child.
You heard me say ex-husband, right?
Right, ex.
Now,
ex.
We're good friends. We're great friends, actually.
Yeah.
But that art form here has been actually a thing for like 40, 50 years.
I noticed.
Yeah, lip sync has been a big thing here for a very, very long time. And I give all of my credit. I've won a lot of lip sync contests.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, you make it look effortless.
Well, thank you.
When I did your judge at one of your lip sync battles at, where was it?
Ailey Temple.
I forgot what you did, some gospel song. I was like, oh my God, I'm just mesmerized. Whoo!
It used to be so fun, man. Like when I first started out, there's a lip singer that I deem is the best performer in the city. Her name is Carmen. And I give her roses for teaching me.
Yeah.
But as it pertains to her delivery.
Yeah.
No, it's unmatched.
Right.
It's unmatched. I can't even think of how many times she won. I know even in just my show, she's won like 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah.
But she puts on a hell of a show. And it ain't just, let me get out here and say some words. Like, she thinks about so many different areas and avenues of the song to make it come together and not only give you a visual,
right,
but to make you feel it. And she taught me. And, just in the beginning, like, it was just such a dope man-made family situation. Like, we, even though we would compete against each other on a weekly basis, we would all kind of huddle up to her house on like Tuesdays or Wednesday nights. Everybody individually kind of work on their shows, and then we would go to the club and then perform them, and then, you know, meet up at her house afterwards for stripping grits and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was, now it's just a pot of messy mess. It's whining and complaining and,
well, that, the one I judged, you were kind of fearful, like, these people are, they, you know, they bring their people, so they ride for them, so if they don't win, then it's a problem, but you're like, listen, this person put a lot of effort into the outfit, because I think the lady who did Michael Jackson, and I was like, wow, but I also loved, did she do Gladys Knight? It was a drag queen from
State. Yeah.
And I was just mesmerized with her. I was like, I love you.
some really go above and beyond, and which is, you're supposed to.
Right.
And there's so many different avenues of lip sync. Like I was telling a friend of mine, if you did 3 Chris Brown songs, then from a judging standpoint, you are impersonating Chris Brown.
Right.
You didn't do a medley of different songs. You did just Chris Brown.
Right.
That means you need to give off a look of Chris Brown.
Right.
You better not come up here and don't dance.
Right.
And dance well.
And like, dance well.
Yeah, you can't just come up here and be spinning and looking like a fool, because Chris Brown ain't never did that.
Yeah, no 1-2-7.
You got to come up here, and so I always tell people, pay attention to what you're doing and make it make sense.
Right.
That is like one of my number one rules of lip sync. If you are going to do a couple of songs by that artist, you need to embody that artist.
Yes.
Their movements. I'm talking about, that was me doing Michael Jackson.
No.
Somebody else did?
Birthday Bash. No, it was this little lady. And like, she was the complexion of Michael Jackson. She had this gold, she had like his,
she had the gold
trim on.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch the videos. Yeah. I have to figure out who it was. But I'll use Fantasia as an example.
Yeah.
I will sit and watch a live performance of her for hours.
Right.
Because the way she cocks her head, I wanna be able to do that. The lip quivers, I wanna be able to do that. I forgot what she calls the step. It's this little hop step she does when she the shoe kick off. Like, that's all Fantasia. That's what she does when she performs. You almost can bank that at some time when she gets a mic in her hand, this is the behaviors that she's going to exude while she's on stage.
Right.
And if I'm trying to portray her, I need to do that. I had one show where, they don't be any feelings, but
they probably don't even know about this.
where they were doing a gospel artist. I can't think of which. Marvin Sapp. Right. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the gospel ones. And so the judges panel was, one of the judges was Miss Sheila Odom, who's passed away at this point. But the guy that was doing Marvin Sapp came up with a glittery jacket, glittery shoes. He had on a suit, but it was real showy and glittery. Mm-hmm. It was very Keith Sweat-ish.
Okay.
Very sparkly.
He went down
to Heyman and
Sons.
And got the sparkle, got the sparkle special.
Dark sparkle special.
Yes. So, and he was very overly dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came down to the judging, Mama Sheila said, you know, yeah, you did an okay job. However, if you were imitating Marvin, those aren't his behaviors.
Right.
He's very, you know, stern in his stature and standing tall, and he definitely doesn't do the sparkle and glitter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that artist was in his feelings. He walked away. He was very upset. What makes her think she could say what Marvin Sapp wouldn't wear? And I just so happened to overhear it, and I pulled him to the side. I said, "She hangs with Marvin Sapp every summer."
Yeah, she knows him.
She knows him personally.
Yeah.
So if anybody is qualified to say what he would and wouldn't wear beyond what you've seen on the internet, because chances are if you go pull him up, you're not going to find any pictures of him in anything like that.
Right.
It's somebody that personally knows him.
Right.
To say, hey, you know, yeah, he would never dress like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job on getting a suit.
Right.
But a lot more calm.
Yeah.
So yeah, some of them definitely get in their feelings. I actually host my shows a lot differently than most of the clubs. Mostly everybody just kind of does a judging sheet. They take it to the back. They count up the votes. I don't do that. I allow for my judges to write their scores down, and at least for one or two of them to kind of give their reason for their scores, and they hold them up to the crowd, because the last thing I want is for anybody to feel like scores got changed.
Right.
So when an artist or a performer walks off of the stage, they know they had a 24 when they walked off the stage. Mm. There's a board. We put the scores, or you know, we put the scores up so that everybody can see. So technically, at the end of the show, down to the last performer, you already know who the winner is.
Right.
Because the scores are posted. This last show that I had a few months ago was quite an intense show. The Bonus was the winner of that show, and Carmen just so happened to be the last performer. And like I tell anybody, you can't ever count Carmen out.
Mm-hmm.
To go into a lip sync battle and she's a contestant and you count her out, you're a fool.
Right.
Because even at rehearsal, they had some test runs early that morning. I was there setting up, And I looked at her performance, and I'm not gonna lie, I was like, she's so much better than that. Like,
yeah.
I know her.
Right.
Like, it's like, that's a mediocre show.
Yeah.
This is weird for her. Showtime came.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm just, this is just rehearsal, whatever.
Showtime came. I said, well, she shut me the hell up. Like, and it was crazy because that night was it seemed to be Mary J. Blige night. Mm-hmm. Three people did Mary J. Blige. Wow, her okay. And two others.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody did it like her.
Yeah.
She had a carriage and was in the carriage as a queen and had two guys pulling the carriage out. She had backup dancers. She did a live version. They all, I mean, it looked like a concert.
Yeah.
And down to the judging, it came down, like, I think she lost by a point or two.
Mm.
Like, the winner had a perfect score.
Yeah.
And everybody was giving Carmen's, they was giving her points. The second judge gave her a perfect score. The third judge, and we're all just like, like, if this last judge gives her a perfect score, we got a tiebreaker situation. And I'm literally running around preparing, like, get the music ready for the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
And the judge gave her like a point off from a perfect score.
Mm.
And I felt that that judge's panel for that last show, when I say dead on, they missed nothing.
Good.
I thought that Joseph Brack was going to be the hard one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to be the one to give it to him. It was Lady Mahogany. It was Wesley.
Yeah.
But Wes comes from performing.
Right.
She's a dancer. She's always in front of people. And when I say my girl was like this, and she had the middle seat too.
Oh, yeah.
She was like this. And I mean, I looked a couple of times and she was... don't fuck up.
Right.
Like, she was... on it.
Gotcha.
But I think that they did a really good job, and I think that the person that deserved to win won.
Yeah.
And I think even the order, third place, I was a little shaky, but I was like, I don't know how they got third place, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I love them to death, but it was just like, and then again, I missed most of the performance, right. But whatever.
Yeah.
But first and second, first place was, that was probably the most emotional show I've ever seen.
Really?
Bonas did a couple of skits from The Color Purple and ended with Fantasia. I can't think of the name, but it's I don't need for you to love me.
From The Color Purple musical?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Listen, by the end of the middle of that song, people were in tears.
I bet.
Two of the judges was crying.
See?
Two of the judges were crying.
Yeah.
Lane, TJ, and his wife crying.
Yeah.
They was up there crying. So, it was definitely a good show. So the next one is in October and it's a gospel edition.
Ooh, that's gonna be fun.
It's a gospel edition. So, I'm working on my judges panel, for that one. I think the last gospel one we had, like, Pastor Seals and I don't remember who the other two judges were.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, Roy won that one. Now that, Roy's performance was probably one of the best performances, I feel, all together.
Yeah.
And then for a second, there's a tie between what Carmen did when she did, what's the, I can't think of the gospel guy's name, something about the name Jesus,
Ramsey Allen.
Yeah. She did that, and then the one that just happened with Fantasia. So it's a tie for second between those two. But Roy, at the time, I think was like 18 or 19,
mm-hmm.
And he did a Kirk Franklin medley.
Mm-hmm.
When I say, and he had some kids as background choir. There was a projector screen on the wall. He had, because the choir was girls.
Yeah.
So, and he took his time, and that just played so much into it. He took his time and recorded himself in another male wig and a robe, and he was in the middle. So he was the tenor section, and he had the altos and the sopranos or whatever. And when I say he acted up,
yeah,
he ended it with a Hosanna.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I think he made like $500 in tips.
Wow.
He made like $500 in tips. And then after Hosanna, he found this recording of a pastor preaching, and it was like, it was definitely that take it to church. It was,
yeah.
And he went around and he was,
oh, yes.
And with the robe, and he went to praying for people. I mean, like, when I going crazy. The shop music came on, and it was like, bro, the show's over.
The
show is over.
You can walk out right now. Every car.
Over. Nobody needs to come behind this kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was his show. I watch that video all the time, and it's just like, he killed it.
Nice.
He killed it, yeah.
Oh, well, obviously with your shows, there's something for everybody. So if you like the adult entertainment, if you like the paint and sip, streak and stroke, or if you're interested in different festivals and different lip sync competitions, there's something for everybody to enjoy. And in having this venue for you pretty much encompasses everything all under one roof.
Yep.
Except when you've outgrown your capacity.
Right.
So we thank you so much for coming on today. We're going to do some more gossiping before she leaves. But just catch the Vibes, Vendors
and Vibes,
this Sunday, August 7th from noon till 6 p.m. Yep. Fortunately, I'll be in Charleston playing. But somebody go for me.
bring a lawn chair. Bring your folding chair. Come out.
Yes.
Catch some vibes.
Yeah.
Feel free to bring an umbrella to block the sun.
Yes.
We are praying for good weather on Sunday.
Yes. Bring your sunblock.
Bring
Let people
sunblock.
Wear sunblock.
Yes. yes.
And come enjoy. And the goal is every first Sunday to have this event. So check out more from Vintage. Follow them on Facebook, on all the social media platforms. And we will see y'all soon.
Bye.
You've been listening to What's Shaking with Lincoln. If you haven't already, please, 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 please give us a quick review and rating on iTunes. And don't forget, you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We will see you next week, same time, same place. Bye, y'all.